Al-Chayt Shachatanu Vanecha Ba'ones Uvaratzon. That one of the Al-Chayts we do, we recite on Yom Kippur, says, Ba'ones, under duress, Uvaratzon, and willingly. The question, what does that mean? If it's ones, how is it ratzon? And we know we have a general rule, ones rachmana patre, that when someone puts a gun to your head and you're coerced to do something, we assume we don't consider your action. So if you're ones, so alchet's implying I did something wrong, and an ones seems to imply something out of my control. How do we reconcile that? And what's with, and how could it be ones and ratzon? So, there's a famous Rav Ochanan, there's a Beis HaLevi, there's a Hafla that they discuss. What happens if you have Ones and Ratzon Bahadi Hadadi? That let's say, as Rav Ochanan points out, I don't know if he gives this example, but someone every day, they go to McDonald's for their cheeseburger. And one day, on the way to McDonald's, about to walk in, some guy puts a gun to him and says, you know what, I know you're Jewish. I know you can't eat here. I know there's a prohibition to have a cheeseburger. I want you to order a cheeseburger. And if not, I'm going to kill you. Oh, great. So it's not something you give up your life for. So the guy walks into the usual. The guy sits with him on the table and he eats his cheeseburger. So Rabbi Chanan says, so if there's ones and ratzon bahadi hadadi, so then you need an element of kapara because he wanted the cheeseburger or hamburger or whatever crepe burger it might be. And in fact, that's the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi talks about, well, the practical shaila is, who do you call? A Shomer Shabbos doctor or a non-Shomer Shabbos doctor? So that's a whole discussion in the post-gim. So the Beis HaLevi, the Tzitzel has to say, you call a Shomer Shabbos doctor for pragmatic reasons, because he'll know when you allow to machal Shabbos, when you're not. If it's something where you could write, you know, you could write, pick up the drugs after Shabbos, if it's not an emergency, depending on what the issues are. But the Beis HaLevi gives a fundamental answer. He says, no, you call the Shomer Shabbos doctor, because if it's a non-Shomer Shabbos doctor, he's machal Shabbos every week anyway, so he's ones and ratzon. He isn't necessarily, I'm sure it's better, he might as well be involved in that. That's why Rav Moshe says you should call the non-Shomer Shabbos doctor, at least he's pikuach nefesh. At least he's involved in the Bar Mitzvah, so it lessens the Avera. The Beis HaLevi says, no, he gets down to the Yisod. He says, when is it an ones? Only if the only reason I'm doing it is because of external reasons. But if I'd be doing it anyway, even though right now what's causing me to do it is external reasons, so therefore, that's considered an element of ratzon, and therefore he says better to call them Shomer Shabbos doctor, because if you call the one who's not Shomer Shabbos, he's still going to be considered Chilul Shabbos. Or the Afua discusses in a couple places. One is by Ein Ones Begin, the Gemara and Ksuvit, in the beginning of Ksuvit, that only if someone makes a macha that I'm trying to come over, but the bow can't come. But if someone who wasn't planning on coming anyway, and then they realize later on, so then it wouldn't apply to him. Or they discuss by, there's a halacha of, in the Gemara Yevamos, whether it applies today, and that's a discussion, but if you can't have kids with your wife after 10 years or so then you're gonna, you need pruvu, so I guess biblically speaking, you could find another way. But, so the shaila is, because where do we learn it out from? We learn it out from Avram Avinu. We say, but he went to Eretz, you know, the when do we say it's only if you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Then we say, then we could say it has to do with your wife. If you're living in Chutz La'aretz, so it's Avon Chutz La'aretz that's causing you not to have the kids, so therefore there is the lacha doesn't apply. So, the Afua writes, so what happens, right? So what happens if you can't live in Eretz Yisrael? You're an Unis. So if you're an Unis, so if you can't live in Eretz Yisrael, then it doesn't apply. So they point out. Yeah, so the Torah says, so when is that? The Tosis points out in Ksuvis, that Bizmana says there's no mitzvah. So you want to tell, if there is no mitzvah, then you can't say it's Avon Chutz La'aretz. Stop you, and then maybe then you'd have to marry another woman to have kids. So the Hafa says, no. Since we all know you weren't going to go to Eretz Yisrael anyway, even if you could go, so the fact you're an honest, that doesn't exempt you. So that's what we're saying here. Al-chei shachatana v'lecha ba'ones v'va ratzon. When the ones becomes ratzon, when it's true, it starts off that you can't do it. But then it becomes beretzon. You can't do a certain thing because, oh, great. It's COVID, Corona now, great. I don't know minyanim anymore. I could sleep in. So it is an unus that that you can't go to minyan. But it's beretzon. But you know, if it becomes beretzon or a person sleeps in and misses something. So that's what the Balei Machshava explained, that when it's ratzon, onis and ratzon, the Balei Halacha, when it's ratzon and onis Balei Adadi, so then you still need atonement. That's ba'onis uva ratzon. I think as Rabbi Lam once said, when the onis becomes ratzon. And especially this year, we know because of Yom Kippur, because of Corona, COVID-19, there are many things that we actually cannot do. So therefore, if we can't do, we're an onus. However, we don't want the onus to turn into the ratzon, so we're hoping that the Corona passes quickly and we'll be able to go back and do the mitzvahs. Be right on.